the phone line. We have him on the line. Honorable Professor Albert Joseph Kwam, former MP Mansour Nkwanta. You're welcome to Eyewitness News.
Good evening, my brother.
Your former colleague, well, he was not a member of parliament, but he was a minister, and you were in the same government at the time that you were in the Minerals Commission, he was the chairman of the Interministerial Committee, wrote a report to the chief of staff, which report has now become public. It was written, to be fair, 2 years ago. He mentioned your name and said that you were one of the people who were frustrating the effort of the fight against Galamsey. He describes your behavior as unwholesome when you were a member of parliament. He says, verbatim, let me quote, "This is a member of parliament for the Mansour Nkwanta constituency in the Ashanti region, who at the time was a member of the board of the Minerals Commission. He used his position, that's you, as a member of the Minerals Commission to acquire several dozens of large-scale concessions in his district, ostensibly..."
Hello, my brother.
Yes, can you hear me?
Dozens means 12, right?
Yeah, he said dozens, which means multiples of 12, which could be more than 24 and over.
Okay.
So he says dozens of large-scale concessions in his district, ostensibly for community mining purposes. He ended up selling these concessions to private individuals, including party members, for 200,000 cedis per concession. This infuriated the party in the constituency. So during the 2020 primaries, to select a candidate, the electorate voted against him. That's you. How do you respond?
My brother, this is most unfortunate. In the first place, let me greet your able listeners. My brother, it's most unfortunate, and this is totally lies. First and foremost, in the first place, do I own a concession? That is the very first thing. Let alone 12 or 24 or multiples of that of concession. I do not own a concession. Secondly, once I don't have a concession, how can I sell a concession to someone? And indeed, he who alleges must prove. If Professor Frimpong Boateng is saying this, per your statement, he has accepted or he has accepted that the report is from him, right?
We have tried to speak to him directly. We've called him. He's not responded to our request. But based on all what we've put together, considering that the chief of staff had asked him to send a report, which report date has already been publicized, which report is not out, which report came out 2 years ago, we believe that this is accurate.
Well, to me, once he has not accepted on your petition that the report is from him, I can't say much. But if indeed he has accepted that the report is from his outfit, then for a mining concession, you must have documents covering it, bearing my name, Joseph Albert Kwam. I would rather advise that your station to request from him to produce all the documents bearing my name for mining purposes.
All right. We will do so when we get him, but you say you don't have a concession, but did you ever own a concession?
No, I don't. I don't even have one.
So if we go to Minerals Commission or whichever institution...
You can go to Minerals Commission and do that thing.
You did not even own any in someone else's name?
I don't even have a penny of a concession. Just a pin of a concession, let alone several, 12, multiples of 12 and others. No.
And he says you sold them for 200,000 cedis. So
that is why I'm saying that once I own one, then of course the second assertion that the second statement that he's saying
would hold.
But I don't have a confession.
But he does the politics side of the debate and says it is the reason that the MPP lost that seat, which is Mansour Nkwanta.
And he said he lost that seat.
Okay, what happened? You lost the primaries, even though...
MPP never lost that seat.
No problem. Not MPP. You lost that seat through the primaries.
Let me tell you this. MPP had a challenge with all the mining communities, including mine. So we, the MPs of that place, were the face of the government, MPP. That is why we're most affected. Not me alone. You can text from Barbara or Tim Jesse. You can text from my end. You can text from most of the mining, what do you call it, communities.
So you consider yourself a martyr of the fight against Galamsey, that you died for the party's ultimate fight against Galamsey, and not that...
Exactly. And everybody knows that my position was fighting against illegal mining. But again, my other position was fighting to make sure that we get more concessions for the illegal miners so that they can get a place to do proper mining.
Okay, so your defeat or your loss to the candidate who he described as relatively or lesser known individual who did not have any financial muscle should not be blamed on the anger of the constituents because of your behavior.
Not at all. That is why even after my loss, I did massive campaign for my government, for my party.
How are you proceeding with this? If it's not confirmed that it's from him, you let it rest. If it's confirmed that it's from Professor Frimpong Boateng, what will be your decision?
If he confirms that it's from him, I will let my lawyers write me to retract and apologize. Other than that, I will advise myself.
Very well. Thank you so much. We will try to reach Prof. Vimpong Boateng when we do get him. If there's any evidence that he can share with us on this allegation of yours, we'll share with you. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Prof.
Thank you so much, my brother.
That's a former member of parliament for Mansun Kwanta, Professor Albert Joseph.